Castle of Santelmo. Between the 13th and 16th centuries, the current location of the castle was the site of a watchtower and, later, a chapel dedicated to San Telmo, from which the castle would take its name. As part of the defensive system at the mouth of the Bidasoa, in the 16th century, we witnessed the construction of the first fortifications outside the town walls. And the castle of San Telmo forms part of this strategically designed defensive infrastructure. At that time the ships that traded and sailed along our coasts used to take refuge there, if the sea was not good, sheltered from the northwesterly wind, when pirates and corsairs would take advantage of the occasion and attack the ships guarded there. It was then, in 1598 during the reign of Philip II and under the orders of Juan Velázquez, Captain General of Guipúzcoa and Mayor of Hondarribia, that the construction of the castle was ordered, as is engraved on the upper part of its old entrance gate, Ad reprimenda piratarum latrocinia, to punish pirate robbery. And its mission was none other than to defend the mouth of the port and dissuade a possible attack by sea. In terms of its architecture, San Telmo Castle occupies a surface area of 497 square meters on the edge of the sea. It is made up of an enclosure that houses three buildings, the tower, the troop barracks and the officers' pavilion, around a battery or platform where the cannons were placed and also has a cistern. After years in ruins, it was rebuilt in the mid-18th century by order of Ferdinand VI with the aim of moving the gunpowder that was kept in the city's fortress to a more distant area and, at the same time, re-establishing the castle's defensive function. The outer walls and the sentry boxes located in the protruding corners to protect the sentries who guarded access to the enclosure also date from this period. In contemporary times, in 1957, a bunker was built in the moat area near the cliffs for anti-chariot guns, with an anti-tank function, and a battery for the defense of Cape Higa, both of which are still visible today. The castle was converted into a farmhouse between 1964 and 1980 with few alterations. It was inhabited and well cared for until mid-2022, when it became the property of the municipality.